Hi, this week the question is, does God lead people in mysterious ways? In other words, we're asking, how does God direct us? How does He instruct and teach us? And how does He reveal His will to men today? Does He guide people mysteriously? Does He reveal Himself through mysterious feelings? And are we to allow our feelings to guide us in the things that we do? In answer to this question, let's first begin by saying that God does not now, nor did He ever guide men by feelings. In Jeremiah 17, verse 9, the Bible says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" The human heart is deceitful above all things. If we trust in our feelings to guide us religiously, we will surely end up lost. God does not guide people by feelings. He never did and He never will. You may feel like you're saved, but that is no guarantee that you are saved. Your feelings have nothing to do with whether or not you are saved. The Apostle Paul, before he was saved, was busy killing Christians and blaspheming Christ. He thought he was saved. He thought he was doing the will of God. Listen to him. In Acts 23, verse 1, "Then Paul, looking earnestly at the council, said, 'Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day.'" In Acts 26, verse 9, Paul says, "Indeed, I thought myself that I must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth." Do you see the point here? Before Paul was saved and while he was killing Christians, Paul felt saved. He felt as though he was doing the will of God, but he wasn't. God was not leading Paul by feelings. This is just one example out of many that we could give from the Bible. When men relied upon their feelings to guide them, they always disobeyed God. In Genesis chapter 3, Eve relied upon her feelings when she ate the forbidden fruit, thinking that she would become wise like God. In Genesis chapter 4, Cain relied upon his feelings when he offered his vegetable sacrifice and was rejected by God. In Genesis chapter 7, the wicked men in the days of Noah relied on their feelings, thinking that it would not rain and flood upon the earth. In Genesis chapter 11, the wicked men after Noah relied on their feelings when they were building the Tower of Babel instead of obeying God. In Genesis chapter 19, the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah relied on their feelings and thought God would not punish them for homosexuality. On and on we could go. Over and over again, we have countless Bible examples of men who relied and trusted upon their feelings to guide them in matters of religion and morality, and constantly we see that God did not use feelings to guide anyone. But despite all of these Bible warnings and examples, people today still rely upon their feelings to guide them. Many believe that by praying, God will mysteriously reveal His will to them, and they're depending upon these feelings to guide them. For example, ask someone if they're saved, and they will say yes. And then ask them, how do they know that they're saved? And they'll say, I can feel it in my heart. This is not how God reveals that we're saved. Men and women who rely on their feelings for salvation will end up actually lost. In Proverbs 14, verse 12, the Bible says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." Rather than some mysterious, mystical leading, God has revealed plainly how we can know if we're saved. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 3, the Bible says, "Now by this we know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. He who says, 'I know Him,' and does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in Him." Here's how God leads us. He leads us through His inspired word. In Psalm 119, verse 105, the Bible says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my pathway." Verse 133, "Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me." in verse 169, give me understanding according to your word. Verse 170, deliver me according to your word. The inspired word is complete and sufficient to guide us in every matter that may arise. It can supply us with everything that we need to do to please God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. God does not lead people mysteriously and mystically. He never has. He never will. God leads and directs people through His revealed Word. Even the Holy Spirit, who is Himself one with God, leads men not mysteriously, but through the written Word. The Holy Spirit speaks to people today, but not mysteriously. He speaks to people today through the written Word. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible says, the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith. Now, when we read these words, it is the Holy Spirit speaking to us today. Again, in Revelation 2, verse 29, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Here in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, the Holy Spirit is speaking, but notice carefully, He's speaking through the written Word, not mysteriously or mystically. And He's speaking not just to these seven churches of Asia, but to anyone who might find themselves in a similar situation. The Holy Spirit leads us and guides us not by feelings, not miraculously, but by the written Word of God. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. There at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.